Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh,
amazing guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day as we continue to celebrate as we wrap up our 22nd anniversary week. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Michael Salzman's here, too. Michael is a great member of our Brain Trust now. He's been with us now for over 9 years. He's been hanging out with us, senior VP and partner at Berman & Company, a research director at Employment Policies Institute. He's a very prolific reporter and student and expert on employment issues like the stuff that you and I have to deal with every day with our companies. Michael Salzman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's always great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you back. So the UAW and GM just went through a pretty significant little tit-for-tat. Tell us about what happened, what caused it, and what the result's going to be. What are the implications? Not just the obvious results of they went back to work, but the implications. What do you think?
Yeah. So, well, you know, there's been a lot going on in the auto world. So the UAW and GM, for sort of those who aren't following, the UAW is in contract negotiations with the big three auto companies, and what the UAW has historically done is
Who is the other third these days? Is it still Chrysler?
Yeah. So there's FCA, Fiat Chrysler.
Okay. All right. So the third one now is FCA, Fiat Chrysler, and what's the other one? Alfa Romeo, whatever is that?
You got Ford, GM, and then Fiat Chrysler.
Fiat Chrysler. Okay, yeah, that's the third one. Okay, go ahead now.
So, you know, what the UAW does is they basically line all of these negotiations up at the same time so they can try and exert pressure on the companies and get secure benefits with one company and then go to the next. They call it pattern bargaining.
Mm-hmm.
So the UAW picked General Motors first, and they just finished up a lengthy strike against General Motors, basically because they couldn't come to an agreement on a couple of key pieces in the contract, including the classification of temporary workers who were not full-time employees. But the really important thing, I think, to take away from the strike is that the UAW launched into this strike in the context of probably the biggest scandal in the union's history.
Mm-hmm.
And they called the strike shortly after the gentleman who was the sitting president was in some court filings implicated in some of this scandal. And we can talk about what the scandal is, but the presumption is that the UAW got into this strike not so much because they were really interested in these different contract details, but they were kind of trying to create a little bit of a distraction over their stuff going on over there. And some of that anger has really rippled out in the rank and file of people who felt like, you know, hey, wait, you kept me out of work for, you know, whatever, almost 2 months, and I didn't get much out of it, and, you know, all you got was some headlines to try and distract from what's going on over here.
And the leader is maybe going to jail for taking some of our money.
It's possible. So the gentleman who is the president who just resigned, his name is Gary Jones, and Gary Jones, according to some the feds that are investigating him, was part of an embezzlement scheme to take over about $700,000 in members' dues money for his own personal benefit. And this is part of a larger scandal now that's implicated, or 13 people, I think, have been charged, where you had a couple of car company executives and then some union executives that were using money intended to benefit members, and they were using it for high-end cigars, nice bottles of wine. They even had parties where these models would walk around and, like, light the union leader's cigars.
Jim, you can't
make this stuff up.
I know. What I was going to say, I feel like what was the inspector's name in Casablanca? There's gambling at Rick's? You know, right. There's corruption in union leadership? Come on. Who ever heard of such a thing?
Well, one of the more ludicrous examples or unbelievable examples is that the last president, Dennis Williams, it was uncovered, used money from the workers' strike fund, interest off of the strike fund, to build himself a luxury cabin. And they did it with non-union labor to keep costs down.
Unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up, folks. This is why these are the implications. This is the intrigue behind the strike. That my parents were union, both of them, all their lives. And when they went on strike, there was a really good non-political reason. It was for better terms and wages and all that. Today, it's not so much. And we're going to talk some more about what all this hath wrought after the break. 20 till, right back with Michael Salzman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.